Williams on the saxophone. If you've been around Twin Cities jazz at all in the last half century, you know the name Irv Williams. He'll be 94 on August 17th, and he still plays regularly. Every Friday night, for example, he's at the Dakota from 4:30 to 6:30. Like a lot of players, Irv got started as a kid.
My grandmother bought me a fiddle. I was about 7 years old. And I loved the fiddle, and I did pretty good with it. And I put it down because the kids in school would make fun of me, you know. So then I bought a clarinet. My dad bought me a clarinet, and went from there to saxophone. I just took to it, you know. So that's what I've been doing now for 60 years.
What is it about the saxophone that caused you to stay with it?
I like the sound of it.
But a lot of people say that it takes so much effort and wind to play the saxophone. You know, most guys at 90 plus aren't playing the saxophone anymore.
Yeah, it does take a lot of wind, and especially playing subtones and stuff like that, where you're trying to get a different kind of sound, you know, earthy sound and stuff like that. And it takes a lot of wind, sure.
Irv Williams, because he's played the tenor sax continuously over the years, he's been able to hold on to his wind. Guitarist Steve Blonds is a local guy who frequently collaborates with Irv.
He plays beautifully. His sound is great. He has good ideas as an improviser. His approach to music is kind of old style in the sense that he plays in the way people played 30, 40 years ago. He doesn't play like tenor players have, you know, since Coltrane, for example. He's an older school player. And he also has a great sense about connecting with audiences. He plays for the audience. He doesn't necessarily play for the other musicians, which is also, I think, not always the case with jazz musicians.
Guitarist Steve Blonds about Irv Williams. Irv's latest CD is called Duke's Mixture.
I did a lot of writing on Duke's Mixture. I tried to keep it simple because that's the main thing you have to do when you're trying to reach people. You can't play over their heads, you know.
What's one that you're especially proud of from Duke's Mixture?
I like Ditto's Waltz. It's a really nice waltz, and you don't want to hear anything else like, oh, that sounds something like this, or it sounds like another waltz, something like that, but it's a really good original thing. And I dedicate it to my German dog, Ditto. Go down to the office and I have a dog with me. If there was anything music or something like that, he'd stand up and start doing a dance. So that's where I named this after him, you know. So I like it very much. One of my favorite tunes.
Irv Williams, still going strong at 93. By the way, he'll be 94 on August 17th. And on August 16th, Irv's trio plays its regular show at the Dakota in Minneapolis from 4:30 to 6:30. For information about the Dakota, it's dakotacooks.com. Lots more listings are at jazz88fm.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Phil Nussbaum.